This is HPR episode 2573 entitled, Foundations of Git Rebase, and is part of the series, Version Control. It is hosted by Klaatu, and is about 20 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Klaatu talks about Git Rebase.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
This is Klaatu. Thanks for listening to Hacker Public Radio. This is another entry into my How to Use Git series, and this time we're going to talk about rebasing. Rebasing, in a way, is a special kind of merging. In the previous episode, we talked a lot about Git head and how Git branches were sort of floating objects, and Git head was this sort of fixed point in time and stuff like that. So hopefully you're pretty familiar by now with branches. And you're familiar with the idea that branches get merged, typically, into other branches. Very frequently they get merged into master, the master branch. A Git rebase is like a merge, except that instead of just merging the current state of a branch, so the head of a branch, into your target, let's just arbitrarily say it's master, because that is very frequently the use case. So rather than just merging head into master, which is usually what a merge does, rebase replays the branch that you have created and worked in on top of the master branch. That may not make a whole lot of sense to you. That's a bunch of special terminology that relies on you sort of imagining Git in a certain way. So what I would like to do is kind of go through some examples here. And the best way to do that, I think, to really highlight what Git rebase is, at least in my experience, most often used for, and that's by no means saying that this is like what everyone uses it for and why it's important and stuff like that. I'm just saying at the jobs that I've had, this is how it has been used, and this is why it has been beneficial. It's really, I want to emphasize that rebasing is just basically, it's a merge. It's I think technically a three-way merge, because it's taking divergent things and getting diffs and then replaying it into one. But anyway, it's just a merge. And the end result of a rebase and a merge is the same. Like if you just look at the most recent state of a branch that has been rebased and the same copy of that branch that has been merged, you would be very unimpressed. It would be the same thing, and you would be kind of, yeah, you'd be nonplussed. You would not really be that excited about having discovered rebasing. Where rebase really makes a difference is the project history. And this is kind of why it's a little bit controversial, because people get very nervous if you tell them, hey, rebasing changes history. That sounds really bad. In my experience, it's not really bad, but I guess it depends on what your goals are. So let's go into the Alice directory in my HPR Git folder, and I'll create a little delimiter for us so that I can figure out where this episode's actually started. So I'm just going to echo foo into 01.txt, just appending it, and then I'll do a git add, and then git commit, and I'll put begin git rebase episode. That way I have a visual line in the sand, as it were, and I'll even git push this, so that when I inevitably have to do this over a couple of times to get it right, I have that to start with. Okay. So what we'll do is, so right now, if you look at our branch, our master branch in Alice, the topmost commit is 7FD2173, begin git rebase episode. Great. So that's where we are in history. That's our head. Now, if we do a git checkout dash b experiment, that creates a new branch. And it branches off of 7FD2173, begin git rebase episode. And I can confirm that if I do a git log dash dash one line. It shows me that the topmost commit is exactly, so the history is exactly the same as the master branch, pretty much. That's, well, not pretty much, it is. It's exactly, that's my point, is that there is no difference between the history of experiment and master at this stage. So let's remedy that. Let's make these things very different. So I'm going to echo, let's do monsters in this one, and then we'll do heroes in the other. So we'll do an echo ghoul, echo into 03. Well, actually, I guess I might as well just name them. Okay, so ghoul.txt. And then I'll do echo, so then I'll get add ghoul.txt, and I'll commit, and my message will also just be the word ghoul, G-H-O-U-L. And so now if I do a get log really quick, yeah, top one on experiment is ghoul. So now I'm going to check out master, and get log, of course, does not have that. It's begin get rebase episode. So I'm going to do an echo of rogue, and I'll put that into a file called rogue.txt. And I'll get add that. And I'll get commit with a message of rogue. And now I'm going to get checkout. Now what I'm trying to do here, experiment, is I'm trying to emulate, and I'll do echo dragon into dragon.txt, and then I'll get add and commit. Now I do, believe it or not, I do want you to try to remember the order that we're doing all of this in. So I'm switching back and forth between branches here. I'm doing the monsters in the experiment branch, and I'm doing the hero types, the classes, rogue and paladin, in the master branch. And it's important. I'm doing one, each one after another. So I'm doing ghoul, and then switching, and then doing rogue, and then switching, and then doing dragon, and then switching, and doing paladin. I mean, there won't be a quiz on this later, but it will become important. Go paladin into paladin.txt. So what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to emulate people working on projects at the same time. And that's kind of important. Rebasing, and even merging to some degree, but rebasing becomes more important the more activity you have in your project. Personally, I don't think I've ever rebased my own stuff. When it's just me, there's almost no reason to do a rebase then. But when you get a lot of people working on a project and it starts to kind of get messy, then it becomes a different story. Okay, so I've got two different logs now. I've got Paladin and Rogue, and then Begin Get Rebase episode. That's in my master branch. And then I'm going to check out Experiment and do a log review there. And Dragon, Ghoul, and then Begin Get Rebase episode. Okay, so those are two separate branches with very different histories. They do have a common beginning point, right? They begin at begin get rebase episode. That's where I branch off of. But from there, they diverge. They diverge very sort of clearly. So I'm going to back out now, and I'm going to copy recursively and verbosely Alice to Alice-merge. And then I'm going to do that again to Alice-base. And so that's just so that I don't have to undo stuff when I inevitably show you two different methods of bringing these things together. So I'm going to do a git checkout. This is my merge, okay? So git checkout master, git log. There's my paladin and rogue, and then begin git rebase. Okay, so I'm just going to do what one would normally do, is git merge experiment. Okay, so I get, right away, I get a pop-up window, a little Emacs window, because that's what I have my visual editor set to, and it says merge branch experiment. That's pretty much what I want to do, so I'll save and close that, and then it says two files changed, two insertions, create mode, okay, whatever. So git log dash dash one line, here's what my history looks like right now. So it's merge branch experiment, that's what I just did, and then paladin, dragon, rogue, ghoul, begin get rebase episode. Okay? So I've got, if you've noticed, I've got a merge branch experiment. That's the act of merging the branches. And then I've got paladin, and then dragon, and then rogue, and then ghoul, which if you'll recall, if you rewind or listen to this in reverse, that's the order that I did those things in. I did Ghoul on one branch, and then Rogue, and then Dragon, and then Paladin, and then I merged. Now I'm going to cd into /\\\ Alice base, and I'll do a git checkout of master. So, of course, if I do a git log here, I will see that I'm back to the beginning. I've got my, or not beginning, but I'm back to the Alice state. So Paladin and Rogue, and then begin git rebase episode. So now if I do a git rebase experiment, notice I'm not doing a git merge. I'm doing a git rebase of experiment. Now what that does is, and it tells me this, it says first rewinding head to replay your work on top of it, applying Rogue and Paladin. So now if I do a git log --1 line, here's what I see in my history. I have Paladin, Rogue, Dragon, Ghoul, and then begin git rebase. So the differences that we can notice here, I'll bring them both up on my screen. Git log --1 line. So the differences that I'm noticing here is on the git log of the rebased repository, I've got Paladin, Rogue, Dragon, Ghoul, begin. Now on the git log of the merge repository, I have merge branch experiment, Paladin, Dragon, Rogue, Ghoul. So there's one big obvious difference, and that is that you don't get that merge message. And honestly, when you have like 10 different people, probably even more in some cases, but I've never been at a place where they're, you know, more than, let's say, 10 developers actively working on some program. So when you've got that and you're eliminating the merge branch of whatever, that's actually worth a rebase for me right there. That's honestly, it just takes out so much cruft by eliminating those obligatory merge Klaatu dev, merge Bob dev, merge Alice dev. You know, you've got all these things and it becomes very redundant, especially if you see them every three lines. So that for me is worth a rebase right there. But the other thing that you might notice is that the rebase sort of does what it sounds like it's doing if you think about what a base is. So a foundation, for instance. You remember at the beginning of this episode, we branched off of the commit 7FD2173 begin git rebase episode. Naturally, the way that things, I guess, should happen is that that's the basis for this branch. So when I merge back into a master, I'm going to come in at begin git rebase episode 7FD2173, and I'm going to put my changes in line from that point. And that's why you have, for instance, Ghoul and Rogue, and then Dragon, and then Paladin, and then the merge branch. But you see how this doesn't it reflects accurately the order in which these objects were created. So Ghoul, and then I switched back to Master and did Rogue, and then I switched back to Experiment and did Dragon, and then I switched back to Master and did Paladin, and then I merged. So it's an accurate history of how this of what literally happened on this branch. A merge is, a git merge, is a very precise and correct and realistic, almost too realistic in some people's view, depiction of the life of this branch of master and everything around it. So a rebase is telling a lie. It is lying to everyone, and it's saying it is almost representing it as if though history has been what was different. So according to rebase, we had begin git episode, git rebase episode, and then we got two new files called Ghoul and Dragon. And then we got two more new files called Rogue and Paladin. And it just kind of magically happened in that order, even though that's not what happened. We actually did Ghoul, Rogue, Dragon, Paladin. In this version, we got sorted. We got Ghoul and Dragon from the experiment branch, and then we got Rogue and Paladin from the master branch, and no merge message at all. It's just, it all sort of natively happened on master. It's almost as if though everyone was completely coordinated and merging straight to master at all times. So there's really no sense of branching or forking or conflicts or anything like that. It just all sort of gets tidied up and made very pretty and orderly. And that's what a rebase is. That's all a rebase is. It is a deceptive tool within Git to make some branch look better than it actually is. And that's really all there is to it. I mean, that's rebase in a nutshell. I mean, there are other options to rebase. There are methods whereby you can make commits and squash the commits into what appear to be just one big commit. It's dash dash auto squash, I think, for rebase, and dash dash squash for merge. The controversy you'll hear about rebasing is, as I've said, it does rewrite history. It lies. It is not an accurate reflection of how the project has developed, which in some cases you could imagine being problematic. Maybe if there's some kind of regression that someone did, maybe seeing that process out of order, if you're going back and sort of looking at the history of the projects or of the files in the project, maybe a rebase lying to you, telling you it happened different would be confusing. I'm not convinced of that. I have worked on some fairly complex projects on the periphery. I mean, I wasn't the one driving it, but I mean, I've worked on projects where they did a regular rebase every time that they pulled contributor code into a project. They did a rebase so that your code got pulled in kind of as a branch, and it got replayed over the new branch point. And it had the effect of keeping everyone's contributions sort of bundled together in a logical way. It got rid of all the merge commit messages. And it just kind of, it really worked really well. I really enjoyed working with that project because that master branch was so sort of, it was organized in a logical way rather than it just so happens that today so-and-so did a lot of work on that branch and took a break from it in the afternoon, which is the exact same time that someone else decided to do completely different work. And yeah, it's great to have that sort of honest reflection of this is exactly how this branch came to be, but honestly, it what for? Who cares? It's much better to have all the branches, at least I found, it was much better to have all the branches kind of come to fruition. They sort of met their purpose. Here's a branch, I'm going to implement this feature, and it is going to happen in this branch. And when I'm finished implementing this feature, we'll take that branch and graft it back into the master branch. And it will all be sort of task-oriented rather than a snapshot of how reality actually arbitrarily ended up happening. Other people, of course, say that that's ridiculous and you shouldn't do that because it's not correct and you should merge branches, and that is exactly how they should occur, and when that's just the state of the project. And if you can't follow the trail through the code, maybe you've got other problems with how you organize your project. I don't know if either of those two views are completely correct. I don't know the greater philosophy of code management and that sort of thing. There are probably lots of arguments to be had, and you will hear them over people who really like to be pedantic about code management and about Git itself and so on. All I know is that the experiences that I've had with rebasing have all been very positive. They've resulted in what I consider a cleaner code base, or a cleaner, I guess what I'm saying is a cleaner Git log. And whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, and whether I'm leaning on a crutch of deception, I don't know. But that is what rebasing is. It's there if you need it. It is there if it helps. And it's not as confusing as one might think. It really isn't. It is simply moving the base or the foundation of where your branch got branched off from around along the origin point or from that master branch. That's all it is. It's pretty simple. So that's everything you need to know about Git rebasing, I guess. Use it well, use it wisely, use it proudly. Talk to you next time.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.